This is Shambhala Sun, editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. In this clip from last year's Shambhala Sun sponsored program on mindfulness, love, and relationship, author and teacher Sylvia Boorstein explains why loving unconditionally is in fact our greatest possible source of joy.
Buddhism is very optimistic about the potential, the human capacity of what we can really do with love, that we can develop a love that is so steadfast, so universal, that we can develop it not because we force ourselves to learn to love so fully, but we discover that absolutely loving unconditionally is the greatest source of joy, that any hesitation, I would really, really love you if you did your share of the cooking, or if you did this, or if you did that, any hesitation, that we are the loser for every hesitation. It really has a very optimistic view of what people can do, that in spite of all circumstances, we could have a steadfast love for all beings. And for most people who come to study Dharma, that actually feels right to them and seems right to them when they realize this world of all beings. It only becomes problematic when the beings become really close to us and they're in our immediate circle. The line that I like a lot is a line that, this is from Nyanaponikatera, who died in the last decade, was the head of the Buddhist Publication Society in Sri Lanka. He was a German Jew born in the beginning of the 20th century who finished university and went to Sri Lanka and ordained as a monk and lived a very long and important life teaching Dharma and writing a lot of beautiful things. I'll read you before this evening is over a whole treatise by Nyanaponika on what really love is. But the line I want to tell you now is love that embraces all human beings, knowing well that we are all wayfarers through this round of existence and that we all experience the same laws of suffering. It's such a moving line to me that if I can look out and see whoever it is that at this moment has irritated me and realize that this person, like me, has very simple wants, really just wants to get through this life without too much suffering, that everybody suffers by the same ways that I do. Things don't happen the way they want. Things that are dear to us don't last or they change. There's a line from the Buddha, a line that makes it seem discouraging of relationships. He says, everything that is dear to us causes pain. And I didn't like that when I first read it and first heard it in the beginning of my practice. But I thought to myself, it's actually an expression of the truth. It doesn't mean don't have relationships. It doesn't mean to me don't have things that are dear to you. It just means that in this life of change, we will lose everything that's dear to us unless it loses us first. Either it'll change, it won't be what was dear to us, it won't be what we wanted, it won't be what we loved, and then we'll feel bad about it, or it won't change, and we'll love it very much, and something will happen to it, and then it won't be available to us. This life is full of getting used to losses, and really the only adequate response to it is to love fully and to realize it's a precious, short life. I think to myself that teaching of everything is dear to us causes pain has really caused me to be more clear that I'm eager to use relationship as a practice so that I can remember not to mortgage away any of my days in which I might possibly love by having a grudge or having a grievance or suffering with distance or rupture, which is what that would be.
That was Sylvia Boorstein talking about mindfulness, love, and relationship. To join her at this year's Weekend on the Topic in New York City from April 3rd to April 5th, along with Dzogchen Panlop Rinpoche, Paula Young Eisendrath, and John Tarrant, visit the Shambhala Sun's events page. You'll find a link on the top navigation bar on shambhalasun.com, or visit the Omega Institute's homepage at eomega.org. This is Rod Mead Sperry, and thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.